Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's not your day. They've got to turn it around fast.
This is Eckler. Eckler breaking free! Eckler! In the clear. Can they catch him? To the 15, the 10, inside the 5-yard line before he's brought down from behind by Greg Newsom.
Austin Eckler, 38 touchdowns, 2021 and 2022. Led the NFL with 20 and 18, respectively, those two seasons. Finished top 10 in player of the year voting offensively in 2022. And now he finds himself a Washington Commander. The 28-year-old running back coming over to provide some wiggle out of the backfield, some pass-catching abilities, and hopefully to make a young quarterback look a little bit better this season. And he joins us right now on the BetQL guest hotline on Grant and Danny. Austin, we're fired up to talk to you and to have you in town. Thank you for joining us here on G&D.
Yeah, heck yeah. Thanks for having me. Like you said, looking forward to supporting whoever's playing that quarterback role and making some plays out here in Washington, in the DMV, as they call it.
That's right. Austin, you don't care about this, and this is a terrible way to start the interview. My birthday is also May 17th. I just wanted to tell you that.
Hey, nice. So, hey, it's coming up here. We're about to level up in life, so yeah. Congrats.
If you want to do a co-birthday or something, we could do that. We could eat brownies.
Do you have,
all
like,
day.
A bowling party or something? Yeah.
You like to work out,
on,
and
I'll
I don't.
I'll be on a plane but if you... from the West Coast to the East Coast. I'll be coming back from our charity event, so that'll be my birthday.
Are you a cake and ice cream guy? What are your baked goods on your birthday?
Definitely, well, actually, the other way around, an ice cream cake kind of guy.
Oh, really? I haven't done one of those in a long time.
Like a Fudgy the Whale type situation, or what's your cheat?
I like the Oreo with the fudge in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that cake. Yeah, that type of ice cream cake. So that's my favorite.
Now, do you, during the season, are you like militant 99th percentile, don't eat anything bad, or will you dabble at night and have a little ice cream?
No, I definitely, you know, cheat a little bit to keep my calorie intake up just because I really don't eat a lot. So I do snack just because I will get really light during the season because I'm running so much. And I still work out 4 days a week during season two, plus the run. So I'm pretty much eating everything right now, which I know will change when I'm done playing. But right now while I'm burning these calories, hey, everything goes.
Yeah, if you can do it, good for you. Austin, what's your role going to be this year? Have they talked to you about that? Well, like, we're going through the process of free agency and the like. What did they say and kind of what appealed to it?
Yeah, there's an anticipated role, and I think that plays itself out across, you know, the entire league as far as what you're anticipating preseason going into it based off of, you know, paper. And one of the reasons I ended up here was, you know, with Anthony Lynn, I had this similar type of role that I might see here with Melvin Gordon back in the, back in my earlier days, my first 3 years, where it was like a split backfield, between him and then me. And now it's kind of the same with, you know, Brian Robinson out here, B Rob, as we call him, where he's the bigger back, 6'2", like 225. I'm still my scat, you know, speed. Can catch quickness, can still run the ball, but just get different types of style. So that's kind of the anticipated role I see it kind of playing out as. Really kind of a change of pace that we're kind of seeing across the league too. You've seen it, you know, with the Lions, seen it with me and Melvin, seen it with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. You saw it with Zeke and Tony Pollard. And so there's some other examples I'm probably forgetting, but I can see it like that type of backfield.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny. You can hear in his interview already why he does his own show on fantasy football and the National Football League. He's already probably better at this than we are. The difference is we can't hop in the backfield and catch passes at this point.
Right.
Austin, I'm curious, though, Anthony Lynn, you mentioned the relationship. So Danny and I got to go interview him in the bubble a few weeks back, and I was smitten, like really
wildly impressive.
Awesome guy. You obviously like him a lot to follow him to D.C. in some way. What do you make of him in this role, and just why have you and he hit it off so well?
I think, you know, for me in my relationship with Anthony, it's been strictly business. But the thing is, after you interview him, you know he knows a lot about it. Like, he will put pressure on you. He will tell you what you're good, what you're not at, what you need to work on. He is directly going to be impacting me as a player, and I want to be coached, and that's exactly what he does. He's not necessarily there to be my best friend, and I don't like coaches like that, but I want tell me if I need to get better at this, or this is what needs to work, like, and he's the guy that's going to spit fire. He's going to tell you direct. He knows a lot about the position. He's been coaching the running back position for 20 years, and that's where I got a lot of my fundamentals in the NFL was from him. And so now coming back and having him not as my head coach, but as my running back coach, I'm really looking forward to being pushed in that type of scenario with him in the room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Austin Eckler with us here on Grant and Danny. Austin, how are you? How much of a different player are you than maybe a handful of years ago?
Wow, well, a handful of years ago, I was running down on punt and kickoff.
slightly then, I guess,
a
yeah.
Different. And I think really the difference as far as me, I'm still the physical type player that I have been, but now I've added a lot of depth to my knowledge base and to my leadership, being able to bring guys with me, and not only that, but also be able to understand a playbook, be able to help other guys articulate it, be able to help any young guy. You know, we had Justin Herbert as a rookie out there, and so being able to, you know, carry some of the load of the mental and making sure that I'm in the right spot, knowing the plays, even if it maybe didn't come out right or he's, you know, still worried about, you know, the coverage or whatever they got going on in the quarterback room. I think that's where I've grown the most. Like I said, the physical stuff, yeah, is great. I can anticipate a lot more now because I've seen it a lot more and I know the keys to look for when it comes to blitz pickups, you know, running my option routes, things like that. And so I would say I'm a more mature player that can now actually be more effective because of the knowledge as well.
Austin Eckler, in his 21 and 22 seasons, went for over 1,300 yards as a receiver, 1,800 yards running the football, and 38 combined touchdowns. You know the drill, though. At the running back position, right, you're now 28 years old and coming off of a year where the production wasn't the same when you were banged up. All of a sudden, the question is, did he hit a wall? How much is left? Now, what's your answer to some of those questions, and what's your thought on just kind of your game and if it is still at the same level as maybe, you know, when you were running for 15, 17 touchdowns?
Yeah, you know, I really don't like to look back in the past, but just some things that were different, right? You obviously had the injury, but, you know, I came back from that. It was a different coordinator. Our all-pro center was out. Maybe I wasn't playing as well for whatever reason. Injury, just, you know, was not seeing things clearly as I was in the thing before. There's a lot of factors that could have played that were my fault, the environment, you know, and so – like I said, I don't like to look back at it.
Not to throw anyone under the bus, but Herbert gets hurt. I mean, you guys don't have a passing game for a little while.
Breaks his finger.
Yeah.
So I hate talking about that because it's like now it sounds like I'm just throwing out all these excuses of why, you know, it was a down year. It was a down year. We didn't get it done. I'm a part of it. It was my fault. It was the team's fault. We were all in on that. You know, I'm not trying to point fingers. I hate doing that. So for me, it's like, okay, let's look forward. Let's look forward. Regardless if it's a good year or bad year, it really doesn't matter. It matters, hey, we got through it. Now I have another opportunity. And so that's where my eyes are set. And so, yeah, in the fantasy world, if you have one bad game, you know, you're going to get flamed of, oh, you're washed, you lost any money, and you feel – that's where you feel the media really start to have weight. And then if you put a year together where it's like, hey, this was not an anticipated year that you were expected to have – right, everyone is going to be on this bandwagon of, oh, you suck, you're this, you're that. And so you can't get caught up in all that, man. That's what the media is going to say. And I know the media does play a role into, you know, weight of, you know, what people think about you and create these narratives. But as an individual, I block it all out, man. I cannot get into that. Like, it's, I know who I am. I know what I'm about. I know that my fundamentals and my intentions and my principles that I live by will continue to carry me through. And that's what I have to stand on. And so that's what I'm doing this year. with my new opportunity.
If Austin Ekeler was able to coach Austin Ekeler and kind of design an offense featuring Austin Ekeler, starring Austin Ekeler, brought to you by Austin Ekeler, how would you use yourself? Like, in other words, where do you think you're best suited, and what kind of offense would you play in?
Yeah, absolutely. I really like, well, clearly, Joe Lombardi's offense.
Why? What happened? All the numbers and touchdowns and stuff? Was that good?
Yeah, exactly. So that was all under Joe Lombardi, and I think he came from an offense where he used Alvin Kamara pretty prevalently in his offense as well with Drew. And a lot of that was, hey, if the running back's to your side, it's not that he's a check down. He's actually in the progression. And a lot of this is quick. We're getting the ball out right away. It's not as much like, hey, we're holding it. We're looking to sling it down the field. We're 1, 2, 3, balls out. Those are my three reads, and the running back is one of those. So I would have me in that. It's not necessarily that you're every single time, but within some of the play calling, there's going to be the running back that's in the read, in the progression early on, and often. And so that would be something in the running game, in the passing game. In the running game, really want to see myself, hey, attacking these edges. I love wide zones. I love gap scheme. I love any type of toss. Put me on the edge. Let's attack the edge. Let's run where the guys aren't type of schemes. Can definitely run it up the middle every once in a while. But as far as just a game or a place we want to live in, I want to live in getting my shoulders to the sideline and then cutting up the field with power cuts. And then obviously we're going to have a screen game in there as well, especially down in the red zone. Going to have some different types of ways to get me in the screen game. Also going to move me around the field down in the red zone as well. Take me out of the backfield, put me in the slot, put me on shallows, put me on out routes, put me on options. So that's how I would want to be utilized. And that's how I'm actually voicing myself over here to be utilized as well.
Very detailed. I like it.
Love it.
He's thought about this.
I know. That's why
he's
I asked.
He's got his game plan.
Before, you know?
Austin Ekeler here on Grant and Danny. Undrafted out of Western State. Earned everything he's gotten in the National Football League. Kind of self-made, the easy guy to root for. And after years of admiring him from afar out in L.A., he is cross-country with us here now in the nation's capital. Whenever we get players on, especially new players that we haven't had on the show, we try to get to know him a little bit. So some non-football questions for you, Austin. Let's start with, what is the last TV show you've binged?
Wow, TV show that I binged. I watched Love is Blind with my fiance.
Me and my wife have checked out Love is Blind. Do you think it's real? You think you could be in the pods and find love?
Look, I don't think you can. But, they try to make it work. And, you know, maybe some of them did work out, and good for them if they did. But I think that's setting yourself up to fail. You know, the odds have shown.
They
that.
Also, and Danny, just take a.
You guys go ahead.
You don't care about this at all?
Zero.
Here's the thing that I think really screws them over. If it could work, it would work a lot better if you didn't then get all of them together with the people that they had relationships and crushes with, and then say, everyone get drunk in this island for a couple days.
Well, that doesn't make good TV if they're not doing that. We've got to do that for the views. We
this
the
is
ratings.
True, but I'm here. I'm a romantic, Austin. I'm here for some long-lasting relationships. Danny, they get
all right.
They basically they sit behind walls.
Yeah.
They interview people for a week.
Okay.
They get engaged.
Uh-huh.
Then they leave, but they dated like 15 people.
Mm.
So like they have two people they're debating between. Then they all show up on an island and drink, and they're like, oh wait, the one I said no to is hotter than the one I said yes to. And then the one that they said no to, the totter, is over there like, are you sure you don't want to date me? And then there's already engaged.
Yeah, already engaged.
Yeah, it's madness.
It's not a good combination, Austin.
Very serious commitments there. Congrats on your engagement, by the way. What kind of wedding are you guys doing? Like big wedding, beach wedding, intimate type thing? What are you guys going with?
Well, definitely intimate. I think, you know, the people that are going to be there are people that, you know, we feel are really close to us in some capacity. So definitely that. But I would say huge, but it's 150 is the number that I'm trying to get around. So it's like a solid group of people. So that's kind of wedding. Yeah, getting married out in Vegas.
Live band or DJ?
DJ.
What kind of food? What's the food theme at the wedding?
This is so me. Chicken and rice.
That's a good choice.
I love it.
It's not just like plain chicken rice. There's like some special sauces and stuff like that. So, and some vegetables.
I will accept that. I like that. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Oh, my goodness. I do not really watch movies to have one that sticks out as a favorite for me. So
okay, good. I'll pivot to this then. You're a non-movie guy. Cheat meal. So we've got ice cream out of the way. The actual meal you would eat to get fat.
That's not
and no
a meal,
one
though. That's like a snack. You wouldn't eat ice cream for a meal. Well, I wouldn't anyway.
You could. One could, though.
One could argue that, that could be a meal. Yes. Oh, you know, that's a whole different topic. But cheat meal, I mean, like I love like wings, you know, maybe some pizza. I mean, pizza, you can't go ever, can't ever go wrong with that, you know. I mean, it's, yeah, I'll go with those two.
You're not an NFL player. What's Austin Ekeler doing for work?
Ha. So I've actually been an entrepreneur at heart for forever before football. So at this point, I have an app that I've been developing for 2.5 years. I also have a website called proathleteventures.com. You can check it out now. It's coming soon. We cover off-the-field ventures for athletes. Going back to my app, it's an engagement tool. No one does fan engagement the correct way. So I've been building this engagement tool that's going to actually do it the correct way and help these athletes actually monetize the actual name and also give these fans an opportunity to meet everybody and interact in a meaningful way. So that's another one. I have my own foundation too. We're renovating weight rooms out in California right now, looking to probably spread to the East Coast here since we're here now as well. And then also have my own show with Yahoo, which is Ekeler's Edge. So those are my things that keep me busy. And like I said, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So I have a bunch of teams helping me put all this stuff on.
That's
so
awesome.
Really, at this point, I just get to show up and work. So that's what I do during the off season.
Well, enjoy. I know you got a big event May 16th, Save by the Barbell out there at the UCLA Football Center. So enjoy that. Looking forward to getting to know you when you get out here to DC, out at the facility. Thank you for the time. We really appreciate it.
Heck yeah. Thanks, boys. Looking forward to meeting you guys as well.
Thank you, buddy.
It's going to be awesome to have Austin Ekeler in the nation's capital this year with the Commanders in the backfield with Brian Robinson. Let's get to our double play next. We're blitzing at the top of the hour.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.